On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 23, Rustenburg 26, Johannesburg 21 grade vandag.
In Alexandra on the N3 southbound, traffic restrictions towards London Road causing some queuing traffic, and then in Boksburg on the N17 eastbound, traffic restrictions between Ronnebolt Road and the R23 Heidelberg Road exit as well.
Ons kop af met die jongste uit die Madlanga-kommissie van ondersoek na inmenging in die regstelsel. Die geskorste adjunkoop van die Ekurhuleni Polisiediens, Julius Mkhwanazi, is klaar met sy getuienis en dit het op 'n spanningsvolle noot geëindig. Hy word gepeper oor vrae oor sy beweerde bande met Wusimusi Matlala en blou ligte op voertuie. Anastasie Mokgobo het die vrugtinge bygewoon.
I can't agree to leave my kids and go to jail for something that I didn't do. I didn't put blue lights. I must say, I can't.
Nobody.
I may want to be honest and impress you, but not with lies.
Nobody has said anything about jail commissioner.
This is a commission of inquiry. You will be making recommendation. I will be sitting somewhere. And I won't see you that. I will see you after 10 years or 50 years.
A striking moment as Mkhwanazi distanced himself from the blue light controversy surrounding the donated vehicles. The session took another twist when Mkhwanazi admitted to receiving money from Matlala, but denied it was a bribe.
Commissioners, I had many challenges, you see. We discussed, used to assist, not even these ones, ne? It was a brother.
Anastasie Mokgobo, for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sê intussen die vakverbond COSATU het die landse politieke en sosio-ekonomiese landskap help vorm. Hy het die media toegespreek by 'n golfdag vir liefdadigheid wat deur COSATU aangebied word. Die vakverbond is 40 jaar oud vanjaar.
That is a huge milestone that an organization that was formed by workers themselves has continued to exist, but not only exist, to have such a huge impact on the lives of ordinary people and workers.
En die Gautengse LER vir onderwys Matome Chilwane sê ongeveer 318,000 leerlinge het reeds aanlyn geregistreer vir volgende jaar. Hy het die media by die King Edwards of the Valkes in Houghton toegespreek. Lefshiko was daar.
The department received over 800,000 applications for the 2026 academic year. 155,000 applications were received for grade 1, while over 150,000 applications were successfully placed for grade 8. He says that late applications will be considered from 17 December with a closing date in January. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Johannesburg.
En ten slotte ons saai regstreeks uit vanaf die Sunbed Arena in Pretoria waar daar behoorlik vere reggeskit word vir vanaand se Spa Carols by Candlelight. Van die bekende gesigte wat ons al hier gesien het agter die verhoog is Jessie Clegg, Blackbird en die Landry, en daar in die agtergrond kan jy hoor daar word reeds geoefen vir vanaand se groot skouspel. Ek's Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 3.